Hello, everyone. It is Frances Rodriguez, your host on Mindset, Money, and More. Listen, this podcast was created for you if you're craving mindset, aka brainwork, some real and raw money discussions, encouragement, and empowerment when it comes to total increase in every area of your life. One thing that I've learned over time by studying, following, and implementing tips, strategies, and mindset work that I've learned from top leaders and individuals all around the world is that it really all starts with mindset. The other thing that I learned is that I must be following those who have created the lifestyle that I desire and then some. Now, I want you to know that no matter what your life looks like currently, you can accomplish anything you're willing to work for. So my friend, if you're ready to do the work, I'm ready to help. Let's go. It's Master Your Mind Monday, and this is something new that I want to start doing every single Monday just to help you start your week off right, to help me make sure I'm starting my week off right, because the truth is this, you guys, like I said, we're going to talk about bad experiences today. We're going to talk about pain today. Drop some sevens if you can relate to that, that you've experienced some pain in your life. Maybe that's you right now. If you've experienced some hardship in your life, some bad experiences in your life, drop some sevens. Or is that just me? I've had pain in my life, and still currently some things go on that are painful. There's no denying it. But we're going to talk about what it looks like to operate within this pain, these bad experiences, in a much more positive way for you to thrive, right? So for those of you guys who don't know me, I'm Frances. I live out in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm from the East Coast, but this is home, okay? I have babies. Well, they're not babies anymore. My heart is breaking slowly. Talk about pain, right? We talk about pain today. It pains me to see my little toddler or preschooler now just walk into school like, bye, mom. And I'm like, do I not matter? What's going on here? So talk about pain, right? We're talking about pain today. So what's up, Laura? Invite a friend, ladies. But listen, so for those of you guys who don't know me, I'm going to give you a couple little things that make Frances Frances, okay? I have kids, obviously. You guys, I love humor. I love to laugh. It is good for my soul. It's good for yours too. Maybe you don't laugh as much as I do, but humor is part of literally my personality. If anybody knows me in person, y'all know I play all day. I could be serious, right? Like when it comes to business and life things, I could be serious, but I also love humor. I think that it is good for people to laugh. You guys, it's so good for your soul. What else do I like? I love coffee. So if you guys didn't know that, you know now. I love coffee. What else about me, you guys? Remind me. If you know me on here, drop something in the comments that you feel like you know about me. I'm curious to see. So while you do that, I'm going to move on. But if you're new here, welcome, you guys. I just really want this to be a place on social media where you can actually come get something positive. Because let's be honest, how much trash is on social media? Can we agree? Like you don't even have to watch the news. All you got to do is scroll your timeline and you see all the trash, right? Like, it's terrible. So I just want this to be a place where you guys can come get fed, right? Whether that's your spirit, your mindset. But today, let's focus on mastering your mind, okay? And today, specifically, I want to talk about bad experiences because that, oh, Crypto Queen. Thank you, Elizabeth. You too, sis. So I want to talk about bad experiences because, again, let me know in the comments if you've experienced pain, if you've experienced bad experiences that hurt, that you're like, dang, why does this happen to good people? You ever ask yourself that? Like, especially if you're a believer, you're like, God, I know you said I was going to go through trial, but like, why is this happening to me? I really do try to be a good person. You ever been there? I've been there, okay? Like, I can think of a couple of really pivotal times in my life where I've been there, right? I would ask God. I remember when my little sisters, their mom was like going through cancer and stuff, and they were asking me questions like, is my mom going to die? And I'm like, God, why do bad things happen to good people? Like, why, right? There's pain. There's going to be bad experience. And I want you to ask yourself, how do I respond to bad experience, right? And this is kind of like a tricky subject because it's like, what is classified as good or bad? And honestly, it's whatever a person classifies it as in their life. Because what you may think something bad in your life is, I might be like, brush that off, girl. You're going to be all right, right? Because it's different for all of us. You might be more sensitive, or I might be more sensitive to something specific. So understand that this Master Your Mind Monday is going to be very specific to you, right? It's going to be very specific to you, and that's all right. But I hope that you can take some value from this. So I want you to think to yourself, all right, how do I respond to bad experiences? Do I explode? Am I angry when I feel like bad things are happening or really painful things? Am I that person that explodes? I get angry. I'm mad. I got an attitude. What is it, right? Are you that person that detaches yourself from the entire world? Are you that person that's like, I'm going into isolation mode because I just can't even right now, right? I know people that do that. And again, like I said, this is going to be different for every single person. And that's the beauty about it, because you get to decide how you're going to deal with painful, bad experiences, if you will. So you got to ask yourself, what kind of person am I, right? And here's the thing about problems, pain, bad experiences, is that they are going to introduce you to yourself. Y'all with me? You ever go through a really hard or bad or painful experience and it just exposes you? Like, it exposes you. It introduces you to you. It introduces you to know, man, I just blow my lid if I have a painful experience in my life. Man, I go in isolation mode and I'm crying all the time. Painful or bad experiences will expose you and introduce you to you. Right? Every time we encounter something hard, something painful, something that we personally consider a bad experience, it literally just introduces you to yourself more. If you have not grown, if you have not healed, if you have not learned to not be angry, you're just going to get more of that, because these painful experiences introduce you to more of you. Does that make sense? And so the thing about pain, right, like painful experiences, bad experiences, is that it can do a lot of different things for a lot of people. It can, like, painful experiences for some people might stop you dead in your tracks. You freeze, you know, like fight, flight, and freeze are your typical responses. But for a lot of people, pain will have you like frozen, dead in your tracks. Pain will also sometimes force you to make decisions that maybe you've been putting off. Let me give you a basic example of this one, right? Pain, like for some people, pain being the reason that makes you have to own up and do something about something you've been putting off. You guys, you ever know that something in your car needs to be repaired, but you don't go do it? And then a couple weeks later, the car breaks down or it doesn't turn on. And now you have, I know it seems like such a small example, but now you're like frozen dead in your tracks, but you're frozen and now you have to face something you've been putting off. Y'all with me? Drop an 8 if that makes sense, because pain will do that for you. Now you have this painful experience of, oh crap, do I need a new car? When really it's kind of like, nah, sis, you've been needing a battery and you didn't go get it checked out, right? So painful experiences will do that to you. They'll either freeze you, they will force you to do things that you've been putting off. It really makes you, and this is why I want you to get comfortable in the uncomfortable. I want you to get comfortable, and I'm talking to me too. I'm not an exception. Every time I come to you guys with something, it applies to me too. But I want you to know that painful experiences, they're going to make you face who you are and where you are. And this is important because remember, we talked about awareness. And awareness is literally key, you guys. It is key to everything. So here's the thing. So what do we know about painful experiences, bad experiences? There's like three core pieces of something you can almost count on every single time. Everybody has them. Do we not? Like, have we not all literally experienced pain, uncomfortable situations that we consider, man, this is terrible. Like, why would this even happen to somebody who tries to be a good person, right? That's one thing you can always count on, you guys. Everybody has them. Like, nobody is exempt to this. Like, nobody's exempt to painful experiences, bad experiences. Because here's the thing. There's a quote that says, I try to take life one day at a time, but lately several days have attacked me all at once. Have you guys ever felt like that? Where you're like, you know, sure, I'm really doing my best every single day to be my best self. And then you feel like life is literally hitting you a whole bunch of days at one time. Or is it just me? I know it can't just be me. Because remember, one thing we know about bad experiences and pain is that we're all going to have them. All right? The other thing is that I like to think about is that a lot of people think like their background or their expertise or all these things kind of exempt you, and they don't. Like, it does not matter if where you live, what you do, what your background is, like, you will have bad experiences. You will have painful things that happen in your life. And back to that quote, sometimes it feels like life is hitting you several days at a time. But we're going to talk about how to really apply navigating through pain. But here's the thing that I want you to know. You cannot expect the world to treat you fairly just because you're a good person. I know that's hard to swallow. Because you're like, but I'm trying to be a good person. What's happening? You're not exempt. That's what's happening. You are promised trial. You're not exempt from painful experiences. But we're going to talk about how to navigate that into something positive. That's like when you think, oh, just because I'm a good person, nothing bad should happen to me. That's like saying, I don't want a bull, like, you know, the animal, a bull. I don't want a bull to charge me just because I'm a vegetarian. No, the bull's still going to charge you. Newsflash, okay? So you cannot expect for painful things to not happen to you just because you're a good person. In fact, when you're a good person, you're going to have more adversity. Because the more and more you grow, you become even greater than you already are. Are we not promised trials, especially my believers on the line? We are. But fear not, because he has overcome the world. But the truth is, you cannot think that just because you're a good person, you're exempt. So that's the first thing we can always count on. Everybody's going to have them, painful or what they consider bad experiences. What's the other thing? Nobody likes them. Can we agree? Drop some sevens if you agree. I hate to deal with the painful things. Oh, they suck. Especially if you do try to be a good person. They suck. Painful situations, or even when like it's people around you, it stinks to have to go through some of those things. But the truth is, nobody ever likes when they're in the middle of a bad experience, of a painful experience. It's usually just painful. Can we agree? Like, have you ever been through anything hard and you're just like, this just really sucks? But I also know that all I can do is get through this because there's something on the other side, right? So if we know that, I want you to think about something. If you can learn to manage some difficult, painful, hard, bad, whatever you want to call them. I like to call them painful experiences because they cause you some kind of pain. That's why you're uncomfortable, right? Maybe it's health related. We'll talk about some of these in a second, but it will eventually become your war story that you overcame if you learn how to manage it a little bit. And you're not going to be able to manage everything, you guys, because life just sometimes just be lifing. Can we agree? Life will just life sometimes. And sometimes you're like, God, I don't even know how to manage it, which is also why you need to make sure you're plugged into your source. Whatever your source is, I'm not sitting here to tell you that it has to be what I believe in, but I encourage you to be plugged into your source. So what's another thing that we know we can count on with painful experiences, bad experiences, is very few people ever try to make a bad experience positive. That's where you have to learn to really tap into your most powerful tool. You guys, your mind is so powerful. And we need to start to understand this more, which is why I think I'm going to do Master Your Mind Mondays every Monday, because it is such an important piece to navigating life. Very few people will try to manage bad or painful experiences and turn them positive. And the thing with that is your difficulties in your life do not allow you to stay the same. I hope somebody caught that. Your difficult experiences, your painful experiences do not allow you to stay the same in your life. They move you. Have you ever had a real painful thing that moved you for real? This is the follow-up question, though, because you'll never stay the same technically. What direction are you going to allow your painful experiences, your bad experiences to move you? That is where you get to choose. Are you going to allow to be moved forward or backward when you have a bad experience or a painful experience? You have to answer that question so that you can start to be the person that attempts to pull that positive out of your bad experiences, out of your painful experiences. Do you allow these experiences to make you bitter, or are they going to make you better? You get to choose. That's the thing. So every painful experience, whatever we consider a bad experience, it doesn't keep you the same, but you get to choose. And there's power in that, you guys, that you get to choose if you move forward or if you move backward, that you get to choose whether you get bitter over that experience or you just decide to be better. And you guys hear that quote all the time. Success in your life is not going to come from holding a good hand all the time, but in how you play the hand that might be poor sometimes. And I don't mean like monetarily poor. You have to make that decision, right? The truth is you have to start to learn this because it's essential to your growth. And if you're dedicated to growing, which drop a 7 if you're like me, I'm just in this place in my life where I'm just dedicated to growing. I do not want to be the same. I do not want to choose to let every bad experience or every painful experience to take me back. No, I am dedicated to my growth, and that doesn't feel good all the time. I'm sorry to break it to you. So let's talk about like what kind of pain do you experience in life sometimes? And I'm just going to run down a list and let me know below with the word of whatever kind of pain I'm talking about. If you've ever experienced this, has anybody ever experienced the pain of inexperience? Like you wanted a goal so bad. You wanted this goal so bad. You wanted this accomplishment. Maybe it was something in your career. You wanted it so bad, but then you had some pain because of the inexperience. It's okay, you guys. In my business, I've wanted certain goals and I realized that I had some pain because I was inexperienced. And it's okay because, again, remember that I get to choose if I want to make a positive experience out of a bad experience, out of a painful experience. So you might have been like me and maybe you've experienced the pain of inexperience sometimes. It's okay. We're going to stumble, but you get to choose if you're going to move forward or if you're going to move back. You get to choose if you're going to be bitter or you're going to decide to get better and grow. Because again, every painful or bad experience will move you. It just depends whether it's going to move you back or it's going to move you forward. And a lot of people keep being moved back because they're not making a committed decision to grow, to master their mind, to grow their mind. Now let's talk about the pain of incompetence. You guys, sometimes we just have to agree that we've got a lot to learn, okay? Sometimes we just got to be okay with being the beginner. How about the pain of disappointment? Anybody ever been disappointed, or is just me? I've been disappointed before. So there's pain in that sometimes. Maybe you were working really hard for a promotion at your job and you didn't get it. You were disappointed. Maybe you've experienced the pain of conflict. Oof, I've had a lot of that in my life. Anybody else? Sometimes it could be a conflict in your church. Sometimes it could be a conflict in your own home. Sometimes it could be a conflict with other people. There's pain in conflict. How about the pain of change? Oof, have you ever tried to not be the person you used to be? And you got to learn so much. You got to be humbled. You have to literally just be transformed. Because that pain of change, baby, change does not feel fun sometimes. Actually, a lot of times. Maybe you've experienced the pain of bad health. You guys, the year of 2021 was like radically life-changing for me with my health. Radically. So anybody experience the pain of bad health? The pain of hard decisions. Who else? Because I've had to make some hard decisions that do not feel good. But I've learned something. How about the pain of financial loss? You ever bought those weight loss pills that you thought were going to make you lose 50 pounds even if you ate the pizza? The joke was on me. This was years ago. I know better, right? Because I chose to get better. But the truth is, whoa, baby, that pain of financial loss. You ever make a stupid decision when you had bad credit and your car payment was just dumb? I've been there. I was 19 and just silly. The pain of financial loss. Because I look back and I'm like, I should have just kept driving my hoopty. I was trying to drive a nice car for who? Right? What about the pain of relationship losses? Yo, you ever had a relationship, whether it's a friend or somebody intimate, that in the moment, the pain is so great, you're like, oh, I keep bleeding love. You cut me open. Y'all remember that song? Maybe you ain't never went through a heartbreak and you a 90s kid, but I am. So I've been through heartbreaks, right? Friendships and relationship. And in the moment, it feels like the pain is greater than anything in your life. And then you learn to get better and you grow, right? So maybe you've had similar pain to me. How about the pain of not being number one? Realizing, you know what? It's actually really stupid for me to always be number one. Or it's actually really not smart for me to think I'm the smartest. Like, it's okay to not be number one, okay? How about the pain of traveling? I know this one sounds crazy because I love to travel, but there's still pain in that. Sometimes when you're away from your kids for a longer period of time. Or sometimes I remember when I first was on this network marketing journey and I had just had Amara. You guys, I literally went to a convention when Amara was maybe a couple weeks old. She wasn't even like 2 months old. And I was still a breastfeeding mom. There was pain in that experience, literally physical, because I would be in the convention and this is TMI, but it's real life. My boobs would get really hard and then it would start to leak and I would have to be like, oh, you guys, I'll be right back. And I would have to go pump in the mother's room. And that was a painful experience. It was hard as heck. And I was a new mom. Little did I know, I didn't even know I was going through postpartum depression, obviously. That came after. But that was a painful experience. How about the pain of responsibility? You guys, when people depend on you and when you are committed to your growth, there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that, right? What's that saying? To whom much is given, much is required. There is pain and responsibility a lot of the times. Hey, Tiff, what's up, sis? And so just know that all of these things a lot of people experience. No one is exempt, but you get to choose how it is that you're going to navigate, right? How you're going to apply the law of pain, if you will. John C. Maxwell, in one of his books, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, he talks about the law of pain, you guys. This is where I learned this from, because life is going to be filled with good and bad, right? And that's different for everybody. Like I said, something that I might consider great, somebody's looking at like, I would be sitting in my house eating a bag of Cheetos right now, right? Just like something that I might be considering a bad experience, somebody else is like, girl, that's not even a problem, right? So understand that it's going to be filled with good and bad. Understand that some of the good and the bad, you're not going to be able to control. You have to navigate. You have to learn the law that comes behind that pain. And that's just life, okay? Like, we're not exempt. Then you have to know that if you have a positive life stance, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about this, is that the good and bad will come better for you. You're not exempt, but it will come a little better to you, because a life stance, right, is basically how you frame your thinking, right, your attitude, your assumptions, your expectations in the world. And if you have negative thinking, what I call thinking, you ever talk to somebody and you're like, girl, your thinking just stinks. Like, I've been there. That's how I know what it sounds like. But you ever talk to them and you'd be like, girl, your thinking is just stinking. And the crazy thing is, like, I hate to use this saying, but like, a crackhead knows a crackhead. So like, if your thinking stinks and mine used to stink really bad, I'm going to see it. Like, if someone is going through something, but they're lying about it and you've gone through it, you're going to be like, girl, who the hell you fooling? Keep it real. Like, keep it real in the house today, saith Francis, because the truth is, we need to all stop pretending like life is not always happening. It's not happening to you, but it's happening. It's happening for you, but it's happening. So keep it real. I keep it real, you guys. And I think sometimes that catches people off guard. But the truth is, like, let me be honest. There is so much power in honesty. So you need to choose that stance to take it more positive. Yes, life be life, and sis, okay? Okay, now let's talk about what this looks like. I'm trying to read the comments. Game, recognize game. Huh. Let's go, Tiff. Like, I see it, sis. Quit trying to front. It's okay. We all been there. Well, we probably haven't all been there, but you know what I mean. So now let's get to, how do you apply this law of pain, if you will? How do you apply navigating through these hard experiences, these painful experiences, all the things? I'm going to give you three main things that can really help you guys. It's helped me. I'm not exempt. Painful things still happen in my life. I'll give you a really transparent example, because this is real life and I don't hide this. And people always, you know, the thing about social media is that it's good and bad, right? It's good because you get to tap in and really share your heart with people, share your growth with people, encourage other people. But it also comes with the highlight reel. Can we agree? Drop an 8 if you feel like sometimes you get on Facebook and you're like, girl, you must not have no problems in your life. No, they just choose not to show them, right? And there's so much power in showing your growth. There's so much power in showing your struggles. There's so much power in saying, you guys, I take responsibility for a business that completely went away, but I'm ready to rebuild that with people that are serious, with people that are growing, with people that are ready. There's so much power in showing the struggle, but a lot of people don't. So can I be here? Are y'all good with that? Say yes if you're good with me sharing my struggle, because y'all, life just be, I'll be like, God, it's your humble and faithful servant here. Like, I'm here. Do you hear me? Hello? Like, you hear me? I know you hear me, but let me get a little louder, because it sounds like you in the back. You know? So I'm good with sharing my struggles with you guys. And I hope that that's okay with you, because I need somebody to know it doesn't always look good, But if you can learn how to apply this law of pain, life is going to, it's going to feel better for you. It's going to feel a little more bearable. So one of my super transparent previous, like, painful experiences, and this is where you apply all the things, right? You look at it like, man, there's pain in responsibility. Man, there's pain in, like, just life, right? So recently, we made the decision to go to premarital counseling. And I got to be honest, you guys, so many times we get on social media and we're like, oh, they say be careful what you wish for, right? And I went to a small group with my church last, we called it semester, but this like summertime. And it was so amazing to hear different perspectives, because it's like, really be careful what you wish for, because the furthest thing you can see into someone's home is their roof, right? Metaphorically. But it was interesting because we had someone who's single, really desiring, wanting a partner, wanting children, and you know, sometimes having a hard, painful time because she desires those things. And then you had my perspective, and I'm just like, God, some days I'm like tired as a mom, as a spouse. I just want a break. Anybody feel me? So you got to really be careful what you're wishing for. And focus on watering your grass, focus on watering you, focus on developing you, because you guys, people are only going to show you what they want. So in that, I made some, I had some revelation, right? In small group, in church, with friends, with wise wisdom companions, which we talked about. And I realized something crazy. I was a really big problem in my relationship. And I know it sounds really crazy to people, because they're like, what? You guys are engaged. You should be like in all this bliss. But when you really learn about what love truly is, it's not just bliss. It is hard work. It is learning your own toxic traits being raised by a single mom. It is learning that you're a horrible communicator, even if you thought you were great. Anybody with me? So I want you to know that even if you're going through something painful right now, you can apply these laws of pain to your life so that you get to choose if you get better when something painful happens. You get to choose how that situation moves you, because you're not going to stay the same, but it's going to move you in one of two places. It's going to move you back, or it's going to move you forward. And for me, I'll be honest, you guys, we had this really big thing happen in our home and I had a choice to make. I had a choice if that experience would make me go backward and just be kind of in the same place, but maybe a little worse. Or I could choose to move forward and do something about it and not sit in the pain, not take responsibility, right? Because remember, there's pain and responsibility, change, disappointment. I feel like that situation was a lot of those pains for me. And I had to choose how I was going to move, forward or back. Was that going to let me go forward or back? And I decided it's going to make me go forward. We're going to do counseling. I don't care what we grew up learning. We're going to do premarital counseling. We can show people that love is not just bliss. No, it comes unconditionally. Doing things when you don't want to do them. Having conversations that you don't want to have. Being vulnerable about things that are toxic and you're the toxic one. So I wanted to show that to people, because I'm like, this sucks if people are just pretending. Like, I've been in a relationship before where I had to pretend that I wanted to be there. I had to pretend that I was just like this perfect woman. And it's like, no, I lose my crap sometimes. I need help communicating. I come from New York City, so I was a real hothead, okay? I had work to do. I still got work to do. So I'm glad that you guys are giving me a chance to just keep it real, because I need you to know that your pain is valid, but you get to choose. So number one, so I said all of that to say, we chose to just get better. We didn't choose to go back. We didn't choose to get more bitter. No, we got to move forward. you got to choose. So number one is you need to assess how your current attitude is when it comes to negative experiences in your life up until this point, right? This is the reflection piece, but this does not, hear me clearly. This does not come with shame, embarrassment, or guilt. It can't. You cannot possibly want to commit to your growth, want to commit to getting better if it comes with shame, embarrassment, or guilt. You can't. It's okay. Because the minute you attach some of those emotions to your reflection, it's no longer productive. And if you're a believer, they don't come from God. God doesn't want you to feel embarrassed. He doesn't want you to feel not worthy. You're his highest form of creation. So by default, you get to co-create. So that can't come with shame, embarrassment, or guilt, because those don't come from God. Of excellence comes from God. So in your place of reflection, we're going to think of excellence. And of excellence is gonna be what makes you decide if you're going to go forward or you're going to decide to go back with this painful experience, right? So assess your attitude. And based on your history, right, reflection, we're doing some reflection. Based on your history, which of the following statements best describes, and I'm going to read the statements because y'all know I could go squirrel somewhere else, but I'm going to stay focused. I got some notes, okay? But based on your history, I want you to ask yourself, how have I approached failure, tragedy, problems, painful experiences, hard experiences that caused me pain? Okay. So here are the ones that I want you to think about. And I'm going to, this recording will be up on Facebook, but it's also going to be on YouTube if you guys need it at all. Again, I can drop the YouTube link later. If you want to have it, you can feel free to share it with somebody that this could help. Maybe they're going through some pain in their life right now. So ask yourself, I do anything and everything possible to avoid pain at all costs. Is that you? Is that how you've responded? And this is just for reflection. Remember, this doesn't come with previous emotion, because here's the thing. If you feel embarrassed, guilty, or shame over any of those, then you're living in the past and I don't need you there. I need you right here, right now. And then I need you to decide how you're going to start moving forward. Okay. So number one is, I do anything and everything possible to avoid pain at all costs. Is that you? Ask yourself, does your history show you that when you think about your painful experiences? Now, the next one is, okay, I know pain is inevitable, but I try to ignore it or block it out. Is that you? Here's the next one. I know everyone experiences pain. So in that, I just endure it when it comes. Is that you? Is it you to not like pain? Is it you to not like pain, but you try to remain positive? Is that you? Maybe you're a combination of these, if your history shows that. Are you the person that you process the emotion of painful experiences and then quickly try to find a lesson? Is that you? Or do you process pain, find the lesson, and now you try to make changes to proactively improve the result, right? That's where we talked about like your life stance. So your goal, your goal is not to beat yourself up. Your goal is not to be like, girl, you so stupid, because that's not true. You can't be stupid and want to be better. Like, that just doesn't exist. Like, that's not a thing. Okay. So I need you to know, this is not about you saying, you know, that you're stupid or that you're embarrassed about. No, maybe you're not proud of how you've responded to certain things, but that time already came. I'm not concerned about that. I'm not looking for the old you, girl. I'm looking for who you about to turn into, baby, because she's going to be fierce. She's going to be confident. She's going to learn how to navigate through pain. That's the girl I want to meet, because, girl, I ain't interested in the old you. Bye. I ain't even interested in the old me. Anybody with me? Like, we need to do better as women. So many of us want to keep looking at, you know, the woman that someone else used to be or something that they've done. And the truth is, I don't care about the old you. I don't. I'm not interested in her, because damn, I'm not even interested in the old me. Y'all with me? Drop an 8 if you feel me. And we're going to make an oath as women to be better. We're not concerned about the old me. I'm trying to be concerned with the new me, okay? With the me right now and the me coming. I don't care about the old me. Nor do I care about the old you. We can get it together real quick. It's going to take time, but you can decide to get it together like this. Okay. So I'm not concerned with the old you. So your goal in this whole thing is to progress from wherever you are currently to the place that makes you feel, and you can clearly see that you're making positive changes in the midst of your painful experience. That's going to look different for us. Because I will tell you, now I'm the person that processes pain. I find my lesson. And now I'm trying to make changes to be proactive. That wasn't always me. But again, I'm not concerned about the old me. Only for a reflection on this exercise. Outside of that, I don't care how she used to act. Because if you knew me 4 weeks ago, that's not me anymore. So your goal in this whole exercise is to ask yourself, okay, where am I? Where was I? Like, how have I responded up until this point? Okay, so what is my goal now? How can I progress from wherever I am off of this reflection so that it puts me in a place where I'm making positive changes to navigate through my pain? Number two is going to be, in my past, have I used bad experiences as a springboard to be more creative? If not, use a current difficult or painful situation to help you learn how to be more creative. And you guys, I'm going to give you some things that can help you with this. And if you want like more in depth, I'm telling you, pick up the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. Phenomenal read. Like, it will change your life if you let it. Okay. There's so many gems in books. Pick up a book. But think about a painful experience. If you feel like, man, my creativity has felt shot, I can't even think right. If that's you, you can change that. So what is the painful thing? What's the problem? What's the bad experience? What's the painful thing? Understand how you feel about it. Is it making you angry? Do you feel embarrassed? What is it? Now articulate, what can I learn from this? What is my lesson here? Okay, now that I know the lesson, what kind of change do I want to see from this? Right? And I'm going to walk through this exact example with my personal story. I'm not embarrassed, you guys. I'm not ashamed. That's what I would feel if I was the old me, because I was taught, no way, you don't need no therapy. Okay. Tell me how that worked out. You're 60 and you still can't talk. Like, no shade, but take it how you want. Some of us are listening to the wrong people. Now you're going to brainstorm numerous ways to get to that desired change that you want. You can also receive other people's input, wisdom, companions, not just anyone. And then you implement what your course of action is. And How can we do this with a real life example? Let me give you one. I just told you guys we decided to do some premarital counseling, which I honestly think should be a prerequisite for everyone. I really do, now that I'm going through it. So let's talk about how maybe I felt like my creativity was stumped when we were going through that painful experience. And it's still painful going through the things. But number one is define my painful challenge, my difficulty, my bad experience. And it was literally our relationship. We were about to hit the door. Like, it was like that. And just to keep from giving too much intimate detail, but it was like that. Like, we were ready to make peace with where we were at and just co-parent. So that was the painful thing. That's the experience. That's the bad experience. And you have to make a decision, right? Do you want to go back or forward? So if you want to go forward, this is how you can troubleshoot. The next thing is, what's my emotion behind this? Well, we've been together since my bonus boy, since he was born. Okay. Like, that's how long. And he's 8. So there was a lot of emotion. There was, you know, like that song, when a woman's fed up, ain't nothing you could do about it. But you don't even know what you're fed up about sometimes if you're the one with some toxic traits. So some emotions. It was that. I was a little angry at myself. Cause like, I'm like, you gotta be a reason that this is like this. What's some other emotions? So anger, sadness, confused. So like, pick some emotions out. Then articulate what is the lesson. Well, there's a lot of lessons here. Communication lessons, really, that's like the root of a lot of it. Communication lessons, expectations, not voicing and speaking up for yourself in the moments that you could have. There was a lot of lessons that I wrote down. And then what is a desired change? And of course, given the situation, it's got to be mutual. Like, I'm not about to go to premarital counseling with somebody who doesn't want to fix it, you know? So just putting that out there, it has to be mutual with certain situations. But a lot of it had to do with me. So I was assessing this for myself, but then collectively. So then you have to ask yourself, what is the desired change? Well, I technically want this, but we got to figure out how to get there in a healthy way. So what is your desired change? And for us, it was to fight for what we've had for a really long time. But there's some things we got to go with, we got to fix through. And then brainstorm different pathways. How can you do this? Well, there was a couple things we decided. Premarital counseling, clinical therapy individually, right? Making date nights a thing again, because kids will sometimes, you know, life, and then you forget some of the things that are important to you. And how you got your boo is how you need to keep them. You feel me? So let me get dressed up real quick. Where are we going? So there were different pathways that we were brainstorming to be able to better the situation and better ourselves. And then receive others' input. This is the wisdom companion piece. Getting wise counsel from people that had healthy marriages that, you know, talk through their struggles too and how they overcame something similar to what we're going through and how they did that in a healthy way. Modeling something that we look to as inspiration, but wisdom companions, not just any companion, because not everybody's the right body, okay? And then implement a course of action. So it became, okay, when are we going to start premarital counseling? How often, like, what does this look like? How often are we going to do date nights? Put it on the calendar. Like, we literally schedule everything now, because it's like, if it doesn't get scheduled, is it important? And we decided that. So I wanted to give you that just to give you a real life example. Let me know with some 8 in the comments if that helped, giving you a real life example that you could walk through for yourself with something painful that you might be going through right now. If that did, let me know. So remember that if you continue to do what you've always done, you're going to keep getting what you've always gotten. And I need somebody to hear that, because some of us are frustrated right now, not because you don't have an out, not because you can't get better, but because you want to keep doing the things that you've always done, hoping to get something you've never gotten. You guys, I had never been around people in my childhood or outside of my mom, but I had never really been around other people who advocated for going to see professional help. Like, that wasn't a thing. So if I would have kept doing what I've always known to do, which was, oh, you'll be fine. You'll get through it. You'll be fine. I would have never gotten something different. I would have just kept getting more of what I already had, which was a painful experience that I did not like. And that applies to anything with your health and wellness. If you've always eaten fried food, you're going to keep getting more visceral fat, right? Some more high cholesterol. So you've got to do things different to get something different. And then, you know, so understand that in order to get to your new destination, whatever that may be for you, you're going to have to take new paths all the time. And then let me give you 3, and I'll wrap this up because I've been live long enough. But no matter what you got on this live, no matter what lesson you wrote down, no matter what insight I gave to you, it will not have any value in your life if it is not attached to change that you truly want to make. And I needed to say that because I've been that person that's taken a note about something and did nothing about it, which in turn gave me no result. And so if you are really on here, if you took notes, if you took value, true value from this, I need you to know that the only way it's going to hold value is if you do the things, is if you really look at your pain and decide and reflect and answer those questions about where you stand and where you want to go and what that looks like to get there. There's not, you got to take the steps to become better in your own process. I can't take them for you. Just like nobody could take the steps for me to better my example, I can't take the steps to better yours. So if this was valuable, you guys, please share it, tag somebody. We all literally experience pain and there's no way to go around it. But if we can learn what the law of pain really says, what it really looks like, you can better navigate through your pain. Because the one thing we could count on is that it's going to be there. We can also count on the fact that we don't like it. So what are we going to do about it? So I love you guys. Thank you for coming to my friend talk.
Mindset, Money, and More is going to be a weekly podcast where I'll be sharing tips, strategies, interviewing amazing guests from all around the world that are amazing at what they do, and also be sending you out tips personally to help you along your journey. Because after all, any area that you want to experience increase in is going to require you working on your mindset. My hope is to really bring my passion and my expertise, especially when it comes to financial services and helping others develop, so that I can really empower, educate, and help lead others into their next level of increase. Follow me on social media at Mindset, Money, and More, or at www.mindsetmoneymore.com. And feel free to subscribe, rate, and comment on all podcast apps.